We'll start off on The Breakfast Club today with a guest that I have not yet met in person, but I've heard about and read about, and that is Francesa Amato. She is the CEO and founder and an investigative reporter. And there is a festival coming up that I was unaware of until the other day, Free the Children Music Festival, which is coming up on September 11th in Marlborough, New York. So right now, let's welcome in Francesa. Francesa, good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me.
That's okay. Like I said, I found out about this late last week when you sent me the information, and then we managed to get together, and we could talk a little bit about this. First of all, for the people that are listening, let's get a little more background information on you before we get to the subject matter, and I think your background will lead into why you're so involved in what you're involved in right now.
Sure, sure. So I'm actually a national advocate. I had done a couple years of broadcasting stories of families to give them a voice with regards to family court and CPS and foster care and forced adoption and some of their tragic stories where judges are ordering children away from good homes and into dangerous, abusive ones. And I've done this for now close to 14 years. And we've had our own personal situation with a particular judge in Ulster County that just actually went viral on the New York Post. And I wrote a book about this particular judge and a child attorney and opposing counsel with regards to a personal retaliation against me for helping families called Punished for Protecting the Injustice System of Family Court. And this judge decided to retaliate against me in October this 2020. I've been very deeply involved. I'm an expert in the American Disability Act. I'm an expert in domestic violence and child abuse. And I come from a very clean background, and I've had to suffer, and my child has had to suffer thanks to court negligence. And right now, we're doing this beautiful music festival to raise awareness on the child trafficking industry, where its origins are coming from, which is actually through the family court venue. People think that children are being taken or abducted from, a Walmart or somewhere, which that does happen, but it's a very sophisticated system. It's in the trillions of dollars, and families are suffering all over our nation due to judges making these despicable decisions.
We're talking about Free the Children, the Great Exodus Music Festival, September 11th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., which is in Marlborough, New York. Can you give us the exact location in Marlborough, New York, where it is?
Yes, this is going to be held on 35 Hampton Road. It's actually called the Mastock Field, and that's in Marlborough, New York.
And that is not too far from us, folks, because I used to live over in the Hudson Valley in the Kingston area, so Marlborough is not that far from us at all. And we're speaking with Francesa Amato, once again, who has helped set this up. Now, let's talk about the event itself. It's 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Tickets, are they available online? Are they available at the gate? I mean, how does that work?
They're available in both places, online through Eventbrite. You could look up Free the Children Music Festival, or you could get your tickets at the gate. I do highly encourage you to try to get them ahead of time so that you're not waiting in line.
You know what we've done here, when we finish this interview on our on-demand page, which is robinhoodradio.com, click on on-demand, click on interviews, and you'll see the interview with Francesa. We've got links to wherever, you can click on the poster. We've got other links that you can click directly on to find out. Now, who do you have performing, and who are some of the guest speakers that are going to be at this event?
We have amazing musicians and guest speakers. We have Billy the Kid Elson. We have Journey, Blue Heaven, and Rock City Revival Band, Alana Orr, Michelle Aaron, Corey Rogers, Angela Bruno, and many more. We have myself. I will be speaking and discussing basically what we just talked about. And we have a 2022 Senate candidate, Diane Sayre. Anthony Sabelli will be speaking on behalf of the 2022 gubernatorial governor candidate for New York, Derek Gibson. Joshua Douglas Esquire, who is an amazing civil rights attorney, really reaching out to help families, the true sense of the word, advocate. Jillian Gordon, a licensed social worker, expert psychologist. Victoria Gribben, a licensed social worker, who is laid her life down and helped families. She's a forensic expert in the American Disability Act. And we're going to be having a wonderful MC. She's reporting live 845, our Hudson Valley's own Moochie Merchant, who's absolutely amazing.
We're speaking once again about the Free the Children Music Festival, September 11th, 10 to 10, 35 Hampton Road in Marlborough, New York. And we're speaking with Francesa Amato. Now, Francesa, in your opinion, are family courts kind of like, it's like the old joke, you know, potato salad starts off good, but it goes bad. Was the original idea of family court a good idea that just over the years, like everything else, like building prisons for profit, that just turned sour due to money?
I'm sure that initially, I think they made better choices and better decisions, and it just got more and more corrupt. But in essence, the 1962 Family Court Act that began in New York State started out without a vote from the people, number one. That is highly dangerous, and there's no accountability over it. So we all know that, you know, absolute power corrupts, right? So we have no accountability over the family court. Families are in limbo for many, many months and years even, through the appellate court and the federal court and so on. This is not something that can happen when it's the lives of your children. You shouldn't be without them for a minute, let alone months and years. So even if it started out with a better idea, with one stroke of the pen, a life is destroyed. So, you know, and literally it's gotten horrific as the time has gone on. So.
And you are speaking from experience because you lost your son for what, 8 months?
In 2017, can I say the judge's name, or he's public all over anyway? I mean,
well, if it's been published before and his name's been up before, there's no problem.
100 million viewers, New York Post, my book, he's exposed. It's Judge Anthony McGinty of Ulster County and child attorney Amy Ingram. They have just retaliated against me, harmed me and my son twice now. And in 2017, he took my son kicking, screaming, and hyperventilating at the age of 8. And placed him in danger, subjected him to drug deals. You can't even imagine what we've been through. And we were in shock when he did it again, October 2, 2020. Thankfully, my son has been home with me 80% of the time, but we're still fighting this beast right now. So, but he was returned after 8 months when the father went back to jail. And it's just been unbelievable. So I am experiencing this personally. And I'm one of millions. It's not like this is an isolated case. The sad fact is that these judges are taking children from good, safe, protective, loving homes and placing them with abusers because there's money in that. In other words, when you continue to fight for your children, there's money in that. Whether families are poor or rich, federal funding is one aspect of the money they're making, or just through lawyers that are taking hundreds of thousands of dollars from families. It's all, you know, interrelated, so to speak. So
now, basically what you're trying to do is give forehand knowledge and tools. And we face it, most families that go into the family court system are poor families or families that don't have exorbitant resources. So basically you are trying to really prepare people to protect their rights.
That's kind of a fallacy. Families of all economic backgrounds go to family court.
Okay.
I have multimillionaires that have dealt with family court that have lost everything. They don't specialize in, you know, they discriminate against everyone, rich, poor, you know, black, white, Democrat, Republican. It doesn't really matter to them. It's a disgusting industry, and there's no good in it. And so we're trying to educate families on how to stay away from there, first of all, how to protect your families, how this is related to child trafficking or just trafficking in general. And a lot of people think that trafficking just basically means, you know, children that are being prostituted in other countries. But when you move a body, a physical body, against its will from one place to the other, that is a form of trafficking. I spoke before the New York State Assembly in 2019 regarding the so-called Judge DeFiore's Excellence Initiative, where there is no excellence in her initiative. And I gave the statistics. I actually gave their own statistics from Health and Human Services on how they've admitted that they're trafficking children. And so how children are being trafficked through social services. They're being trafficked through foster care. They're being trafficked through the family court, because a family court judge is the one that makes the order. It doesn't. It's not made through CPS or any of that. So it's the judge's signature that traffics the child. So it's a lot of information, but that's what we're going to break down during this music festival.
Well, and the reason I wanted you to get so graphic is that it sounds like a Free the Children Great Exodus Music Festival. It's going to be a good time. There's going to be a lot of great entertainment, but the whole kick behind it is that this is a serious problem, and this is a way to awaken people who might not be really fully aware of it.
That's right, and it is also a charity benefit so that we can keep going as well. We're looking to open a building in the state of New York, and we're hoping that this will take off across the nation to replace the family court. We want to open a holistic center out of this to help families through their own free will. In other words, not forced into services or things like that. That if you have a broken family, you don't need to be broken any further. You don't need to go to family court and have your life ripped away from you or your children's lives destroyed. And we have experts that for my nonprofit. We have expert attorneys like Joshua Douglas and others. We have expert psychologists and psychotherapists. And like I said, Vicki Gribben, who's an expert in the Forensic American Disability Act, and how to protect your families, how to protect your own psychological injury from being harmed, through the courts, which is called legal abuse syndrome or post-traumatic stress. How to protect your children through willing mediation, not forced mediation, and to stay away from the family court and to come and make, decisions at the table with our experts in our holistic center, and just very different types of healing modalities, and just a peaceful place to come for families so that we can restore our families. Our whole entire country is based on the health of our families, and if our families are harmed, our children are harmed, I hate this term, but they tend to gravitate towards the addictions and juvenile delinquency, which is what this court system would love. So they can make more and more, children that eventually become adults that have failed futures, or they're in jail, or they're needing their services. And we don't want that. We want to see healthy, whole children that become healthy, whole adults, that can make better choices in life, choose better partners, have a healthy, happy future, and stay away from the family court and all this, danger and abuse to our families. So that's our goals, and that's why we need people to support this any way they can, whether it's buying tickets, coming to the event, learning, supporting us financially somehow, becoming a vendor. You could be a vendor. We're expecting, thousands of people at this event. It's a huge field, and you could be a vendor, and you're supporting your own small business as well as helping to support this event and future events and so on.
All right. This is the Free the Children Great Exodus Music Festival, September 11th, 10 until 10, which is going to be held once again at 35 Hampton Road in Marlboro, New York. Our website for ticket information is eventbrite.com/e/ Free the Children, the Great Exodus Music Festival tickets. And if you go to robinhoodradio.com, click on On Demand, click on the interviews, and you go to this interview with Francesa, you'll get all the links that you need to find your way there. Francesa, once again, now we had to set this up very quickly, but thank you for joining us this morning, and good luck on September the 11th.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
All right,
thank
take
you.
Care. That is an event that, like I said, I just found out about, and you just go to robinhoodradio.com, click on Demand, click on the interview with Francesa, and you can get all the links that are there. All right? All right.